Well, George Hoffer, we're back with Local Matters. Being involved in the community and helping others is a way of life for our next guest, good friend. We're excited, Freddie. Freddie Duncan is with us in the studio today, and we're going to learn a lot more about our friend and Freddie Duncan. Welcome, Freddie.
Thank you for having me here today. Look forward to what's happening now.
Here's the deal, and I told you off air, we're gonna do a little Billy Graham on you a little bit. This show is about who you are, and it's also about what you do, but it's really about who are you? Where'd you come from? What's important to you? So I'm going to start out by, we're going to start at birth and let you go. So I got to do something pretty hard for me. I got to listen. I'm a big yapper, as you know, and you like to yap, but it's your yap. It's your yapper show. So have at it, buddy. Who are you?
I'm Freddie Duncan. I'm married to this wonderful lady named Jamie Duncan.
Yep.
And I was born in Dayton, Ohio, but that was about it. We got on out of there pretty quick.
How quick was that?
Well, I was born in 1958 and was living in Knoxville, Tennessee in 1959, but don't remember that.
You either. Really were quick.
Yeah. and then had a short spill up in Indiana.
Okay.
I moved from Indiana to Tennessee when I was in the fifth grade.
Okay.
Okay. I was already playing drums by that time. Okay.
Before you already started, buddy.
Already started, yeah.
and still doing it. We're going to come back to that.
We're still doing that. But anyway, moved to Jefferson City, Tennessee, graduated high school at Jefferson County in 1977. Married my wife in 1980. 1981, we were in Cookeville, Tennessee to start what is now Freddie Duncan and Sons Moving and Storage.
So you started the business here. You and your dad, or your family?
Well, my dad got in the moving business when I was in high school, my senior year.
Okay.
I drove a truck for him for a couple years, traveled cross country. When I wasn't playing music, when I needed to make money, I drove
need
a truck.
To make a load.
Yeah. When I wanted to have fun, I was playing music.
I understand.
But we came to Cookeville pretty much with nothing. And we had the phone in our house that rang for people wanting to move, and I was out knocking on doors.
Wow.
One of the first people I met was Eldon Leslie.
How about that?
Yeah. And I told him I was coming in town to start this movie company. I joined the Cookeville JCs and just started pounding the pavement. If you had a for sale sign in your yard,
Here comes Freddie.
I was pretty much knocking on your door. Said, when you're ready to move, call me and I'll take care of that. So that's how this started. Now I am retired, and Freddie Jr. and Tamara, my daughter-in-law,
sure,
they're running the moving company now, and I'm busier than ever and not even working. I don't know what's going on with that. But
I share that. Yeah. Unbelievable. It's a whole world.
What is that all about?
What happened?
Yeah. So, you know, we're making plans to enjoy this time we got now where we're not, you know, in the business. But we've got kids, grandkids, got a great
great granddaughter.
Not a great great, but just a great.
That's okay.
But she's pretty tough. But so I've always been, and our family's always been involved with the community, and goes back to, you know, the 80s and 90s when there would be a disaster, a storm, or whatever. We would provide a truck to gather up donations to take to those sites. Still do that today. One of the coolest one was the one we did over in East Tennessee when they had the Smoky Mountain fires.
Yes.
And we worked with the Life Church, still work with Life Church today on some of those things, and have done Toys for Tots now for, mm-hmm, I'm going to say 15 years anyway. And we started that out in the old Sheriff's Department building with just a handful of volunteers, and now that thing has grown to where Life Church has teamed up with us, and actually they've just taken the reins and gone with it now.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll provide Christmas gifts for over 2,000 kids each year, and that's growing. And they do an excellent job. Janetta South over at Life Church, I just watch her go, and I just go out and talk to people and try to get them to give stuff away so we can give it to kids. Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at. I'm also in the Kiwanis Club,
okay,
and And I got in the Kiwanis Club from Toys for Tots because I was the Kiwanis are all about kids.
Amen.
So they would help us with some toys, and then I wound up joining the club and now doing things for them a little bit.
And we got something big coming up.
They do. They do two big things a year, and, yeah. And what's coming up now is the auction that we do. It's at Tay's Auction. It's going to run, starting tomorrow, September the 9th through the 23rd, where you can go on Tay's Auction and make those bids. And all that money goes back into the community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what we do at the Kiwanis. We have done a lot of things like build playgrounds for Mustard Seed Ranch.
Wow.
We have a program called Bugs, which is bringing up grades. It's for kids that may have a D and worked it up to a C or a B, you know, so they're improving. So we reward those, have ice cream or pizza, and go around the community and do that. We've helped with the PEP. And helping them with their closets for the kids at school. And we volunteer with Food to the Rescue. It goes on and on and on what we do. But we're a small group, and we're looking for more members. You know, so if you want to join a club, we meet up every second and fourth, Thursday at Nick's.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be a part of our club. Matter of fact, this has been my fifth year with that organization, and another thing we do is the bowling tournament, and that's in the spring.
Okay.
So we're looking for more ideas on things that we can do, but we got a good group of guys that pitch in and make it all happen. So that's kind of what I've been doing lately is to – been retired and playing just a little bit of music.
And
driving the wife crazy.
You know, same here. the latter one is the same thing. You mentioned Elton Leslie. We were talking off air. You moved the Hallford family from Clarksville, Tennessee in 2004 to Cookeville. Best things ever happened. One of the best things ever happened to us. Spiritually, there's something bigger. But... your mother, so Elton Leslie must have been the guy that said, "Hey, you need to go move my successor." I wondered how I got with you, but I know how now. That's
well, very good.
But yeah. Elton's a good friend, been a friend forever, and But you started out as a servant, as a giver, didn't you?
Right.
And that's when you give, you receive.
That's correct.
So you have moved. Oh. Fort Campbell, I mean, you have been an instrument. They turn that thing over about a third every year. So you've been heavily involved not only in Cookeville but all over.
Well, you know, my dad started a business over in Morristown, Tennessee. And when we first came to Cookeville wasn't as big and wild as it is today.
No, we've taken off.
So we used to have to reach out up to, like, Fairfield Glade, Chattanooga, Knoxville, Nashville. You know, we were looking for anything we did. As we were growing, we needed more opportunities.
That's right.
Where we're at now in Cookeville, we pretty much have enough going on in our own little area here to...
Just taking care of our local market.
To not be too big, but to do a good job for the customer, you know, and just keep a grip on it instead of trying to go crazy everywhere. So, and of course, you know, we have also do the storage over there too, which... We were the first ones in Cookeville to do indoor climate control storage.
Wow. Okay.
And that's a big warehouse with hallways. It's kind of like a hotel, but you can't stay there. But some people have tried.
Have they really?
So that's going real well. And, we've got a great family. My daughter, she's with the Department of Children's Services and has been for a long time. And actually her and my son-in-law, John Lytle, are house parents at the Mustard Seed Ranch.
That's great. What a great...
Yeah.
Cookeville, Putnam County, the upper country, such a caring community, the community of faith, and you're right in there, buddy. Y'all are right in there.
Exactly. Now, our youngest son, Daniel,
he's
37. He's the music guy, not me.
Is that how it is? Okay. No.
He doesn't play music, but he's involved heavily in Nashville. He's been... a lighting guy for Kenny Chesney the last 5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Kenny is this year at the Sphere out in Las Vegas, so they're using crew members out there. So he's kind of just been bouncing all over. And actually, he started out before COVID. He was with Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, man.
Okay. When COVID hit, he didn't have a job. So that boy decided he was going to just take off, and he went to Costa Rica. All right. And just lived off the land down there for a while.
So he's Sounds pretty good.
He's a special guy. Yeah. So, and he loves it down there. Matter of fact, he took a little visit down there not too long ago. But I think he's going out with a band called 21 Pilots here in a couple of weeks. He just got done with Mumford and Sons.
Oh, man.
And, I mean, you name it. He's been involved, done a lot of stuff with Alan Jackson. And he just goes around. And we got to go last summer. This was a fun thing. Me and my wife, we told Danny we wanted to go to one of his shows. He said, well, go someplace you've never been. So we looked at the schedule, and Kenny was going to be up in Bangor, Maine. So
Whoa.
He said, well, go there.
They should do that, yeah.
So we went to Bangor and had a great time, and proud of our kids, proud of our grandkids, and life is good.
You are. You hadn't missed a lick. You hadn't missed a beat, buddy. You're still.
I'm looking for the next thing to get into.
Yeah. You said something on a previous show, and we're down to less than a minute left, so okay. We'll start here and then come again. But people don't realize, that's pretty generality, a lot of people don't realize that we have a lot of musical talent here in this community and region that works all over. I'm trying to remember the artist that came in, the young person. He said there's over 200 people he knows that work, that are part of the music business in Nashville and all over the world. So we're very much into the music end of business.
And that's growing, too, because we've had a lot of people come in from California,
yeah,
from the north, that are good musicians and getting to meet new, fun people to jam with.
You know, I ran over. It's time to go on this segment. We'll be right back. Thank you. Well, I'm here with Freddie Duncan, who hadn't changed a bit since I met you 20 years ago. You're still rocking and rolling, buddy. Duncan's moving storage. You've got a family business. Started you going door to doors. You and your dad, that's what I heard.
So that's right.
Now you're a musician, your family. So let's pick up where we left off a while ago and tell me about Freddie right now. What are you?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, I've been retired for a couple of years now, and we are doing a little bit of traveling. Got us a little motor home, and we would take off and go places, and now we kind of got our sights on maybe having a winter place down in Florida.
Okay.
And we're looking pretty hard at the Villages.
Sure.
The Villages got a lot going on with the music world. And what's cool about that is they usually play from 6 to 9, and it's over with, so you can get to bed by 10.
Probably eat.
That's important.
Probably eat about 4 now. Yeah, they move things. We used to, a little quick aside, in our state economic development meetings, golf tournament stuff, they said they got a senior, this is years ago, got a senior division, you're going to eat dinner. You're going to play golf early, eat dinner at 4, and be in bed by 8 or 9. So it works. You just got to transition.
So we're looking at that pretty hard right now. Matter of fact, we're going to be going down here just in a few days and looking at that again. And it's just really a hard thing to do when you've been in the same spot for
– oh, man, you've been out there.
44 years or whatever it's been while we've been here in Cookeville, you know, and we got all this family here, you know. And but, you know – It's time to mom and dad's time to play, you know.
Yeah, but you're going to be around.
We're going to keep two places.
You'll be here all. Yes, probably.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah. I guess we're going to be a snowbird, but we're going to have to practice because we don't know anything about it.
Tell me, how'd you get in the interest in music? Have you always been interested in music? Did it?
Well, now this is the true story. Okay, my older brother got a snare drum for Christmas, and all he did was tear it up. So I put it back together and started pounding on it, and I'd pound on the kitchen table, and my mom would get on to me.
Wearing her out.
And so my grandmother, who was my hero,
mm-hmm,
she bought me a set of drums from J.C. Penney's. And I was probably 7 years old.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, set them up, and I just started playing them. I don't know why. I can't play a guitar. I can't play a piano.
But you can play the drums.
Because you can get me on them drums, and I have a natural knack, you know, to do something with that. So, so I've been playing, you know, since 1968. Yeah.
Wow, you really you really have been.
Yeah. Before I moved to Tennessee, I was playing in the
Then you moved to the heart of music right here with Nashville and Cookeville and the Upper Cumberland. I mean, the whole music, one of the music centers of the world.
Okay, well, I grew up in Jefferson City, Tennessee, where Carson Newman College is.
Oh, sure.
Okay. And when I was in the fifth grade, I was in high school band. Okay. And then with the college being there, they had with the Baptist Church put together a musical group called the Natural High Singers.
Okay.
Well, they didn't have any drummers at the college, apparently.
Well, they got one now, right?
So
then.
I was in I think seventh grade when that happened, when I started playing the drums with the Natural High Singers, and we did little tours. We played churches up in Cincinnati.
Oh.
We went to D.C., and I was exposed to the college crowd at a young age, you know, mm-hmm. and that was fun. So played high school band till I was in the 10th grade. 11th grade, I didn't play in the high school band. We got a brand new high school, okay? We had four high schools going to one, and it was a big mess. So so I didn't like the new setup, so I went over to the college and started playing junior in high school
in the
college band over Carson.
Oh, played, man, what an experience.
Played in their pet band and whatnot. And so, you know, the drums have always been a part of my life. And then, of course, I played in some rock and roll bands, and I played some pretty shaky places, you know, back in the day. And
that's the only way you can get started,
that's,
man.
Right.
That's where they where you go.
So then this one band I was in, we was just playing music, and nobody was singing. And I said, somebody wanted to sing, and I don't sing. So that's when I just picked up singing because somebody had to sing these songs.
So you became a singer because by default.
Yeah, by default, yeah, I had to pick up the missing piece there. So I did record an album back in 1998 with some original music, and it was called Relief, and had Marcus Mitchell was the engineer for the recording, also played keyboards. Jack Jones was our guitar player. Dennis Smith, who's around Cookeville here, other guitar player, and Marty Dillahay, who's still here, was part of the Relief band. And I need to get you a CD.
Man, we bumbled on to some. I didn't know how deep all this goes.
I just got the one, you know. But now
that's okay. You got one.
But I got one, yeah. So I'll get that to you. And matter of fact, my daughter sang back up on it. And
what a rich
that goes a long
what
way.
What a rich better. Musical. And family history you have. Yeah. I mean, just your family and where you've been, where you're going. You know, you said something a while ago. There's a song I love, Randy Travis, He Walked on Water, talking about his granddad, and you're talking about your grandmother.
Yeah.
In some of the same way, the influence that she had on your life. Can you share a little more with that? Because it's wonderful.
Well, she was German, and she was a special lady for sure. And we used to practice in her basement up in East Tennessee. Well, back in the day, you know, the guys would bring in some beer. All right.
I understand that.
Well, we had to bring Grandma, but she's German. All right.
Oh, so, I understand that. You had to bring the beer in for Grandma.
Yeah.
That's part right. of the admission.
And then at the end of the day, you know, when we got done playing, so you had to go back around the house and straighten your pictures back up because we done rattled everything around the house. But Grandma was special to us for sure. But now my wife, let's go to my wife here, Jamie.
Yeah, right? Please, yeah.
Me and her run this business together for several years, which was not an easy thing to do, okay?
No.
Because she was the bookkeeper, and I was the sales. And
you're trying to spend it, and she's trying to save it.
Yeah, so that got a little
testy. That's kind of a little friction there. Yeah.
So when our son got involved, I took that responsibility of sitting across from her at the desk and trying to figure out what everybody had done the past week so we would do better, and we did. And then so once we got – we worked our tail end off, you know, in this business for several years, and I know my son is doing the same thing. I don't bother him because I know
– What he's doing. You know
I know what he's going through right now, you know, with guys. You go in the morning and – You got a whole bunch of jobs going on. You count the cars coming in, say, well, I got, you know, 12 guys.
It can get complicated.
It can get a little tricky, but my wife actually has a degree in fashion merchandising.
Woo!
Okay? And she got married me and got in the moving business. So, but now she helps a friend of hers, Susan Jackson, which has a little store up here on the square. And it's I think it's called something dress. I'm going to screw this up, but anyway, it's right there across from the courthouse. And my wife just helps her just have fun and goes to Atlanta the market. And so she's kind of living that dream right now that she studied for.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Bible says fullness of time. So here she goes.
Yeah, sharply dressed, simply dressed. I screwed it up, but go buy a dress.
So you have, you know, we got a few seconds left in this segment, but I want to come back, talk about looking at crystal ball in the future. And you've had a rich, rich life, having a rich, wonderful life. But where are you going? Where are your family going? We're gonna come back in just a moment. Maybe I'm running out of time right now. George Alford, Freddie Duncan will be back for the next chapter of your life.
Very good.
George Alford with my good friend Freddie Duncan, Duncan Moving and Storage. And he shared with me what a life well lived and still going on, buddy. God ain't through you yet, and you ain't through you yet.
You know, my wife wish I would calm down. She tells me
I understand.
Yeah, but I'm always thinking about what I can do next, and I get involved with stuff I shouldn't get involved with.
Yeah, and I don't listen very well. Yeah. I talk too much, but you don't. You're good.
You know, if somebody needs help or somebody needs a suggestion, I'm always there to give it, whether it's good or bad, you know. So that's kind of my style. So
let me tell you one real quick. I told you I wasn't going to talk, but I told a story.
Yeah.
Where I'm still trying to transition is I love what I did, loved who I did it with, loved where I did it. So it was just time. I mean, it was not like I got to go out on my own terms when I did. But I found myself like I'm back in the cockpit, PSTD. I'll be in a meeting, something will happen, and I'll have my chamber hat back on. I'm in there flying that plane again. And then the next morning, I go to home, go to bed. I say, what did I do yesterday? What did I say? And but anyway, it's hard to let go when you have been so when you love what you do. And I know you've been through that and still probably still going through it.
That's true. You know, but sometimes I see a truck driver.
That's okay. You've got to go check on that door.
That's my daughter.
I know. You got to go check on the customer.
That's okay. But anyway, sometimes if I see a truck driver and he can't back a truck up, I want him to throw him out of the truck and let me back his truck up. But
thank God for that. We are still interested in the good Lord's blessed us. We're still ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Always ready to serve. Always ready to help people.
You shared with something off air a while ago that might be of help to our colleagues and friends with a personal experience you had. Do you want to share, Fred?
I'd be glad to. By the time I retired, my check engine light came on.
I understand.
And my doctor said, we need to get have you looked at here. Your PSA is a little high.
Yep, prostate. Okay?
So we did, and we went through some scans, treatments, and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, I determined that I had prostate cancer. So going through that, I had an uncle that had died from prostate cancer. So I called his son, and I didn't know that he had actually went through the same thing too, but he had got treated, and he did proton therapy. Mm-hmm. All right. And so I went to Knoxville and checked that out, and that's how we treated it. I had 39 treatments out there. We're all in the morning. All right. So I moved to Knoxville for 2 months. This is 2 years ago.
I was going to ask you how long ago.
Yeah, this December it'll be 2 years. And we actually lived in Knoxville, and my treatments were done by 9 o'clock in the morning. We had the whole day to run around East Tennessee, which is where we're from.
Where you start, yeah.
So we had family to go see and whatnot and all that. And then after that, you know, they checked me every 6 months. My numbers are going down, looking good. But men out there, you know, go to the doctor and check that PSA, because a lot of people are caring, don't even know it. It's treatable most cases. Mine it was. But when you get old, you know, you start, well, I've had that now. What's going to be next? And they told me you're probably going to die from something else. You know,
that's right.
So got that took care of. But it makes you really appreciate every minute that you got.
Amen.
And you want to make it the best, and you want to do for people. You want to love your family. You want to experience things. You want to take trips.
Right.
And just love life and love God.
Amen, brother. But you said something. It with what people, with technology and what people know today, a lot of it is early detection, and it's like colon cancer or any of these. And, you know, keeping up with your checkups, because if they get to it early enough, there's a lot of things they can do today they couldn't do a long time ago.
Yeah,
so.
But I hate doctors.
Oh,
golly.
I don't like them. My mother said, stay away. My mother, grandma used to say, stay away from the hospitals or doctors.
Yeah.
Cause you did,
you know. They'll find something to fix. Yeah, they will.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Let's look in the crystal ball. Let's talk about, you said it, God has blessed you with health and your family, and you've had a great run here in Cookeville in business, small business, and talk about the future. Look at the crystal ball. Talk about what you think, what you feel, where you're going.
Well, we got my father-in-law, which I need to have him in here. You need to interview him, and you'll be glad you did.
Amen. Okay? All right.
He's 87 years old. So
young guy still.
Yeah, but I mean full of,
full
you
on.
Know what. Yeah. But anyway, we kind of keep up with him, make sure he's got something to eat. So, you know, we're in trying to travel and do things. We got to make sure he's taken care of or go with us, you know.
I understand.
We got that. We got this great grandbaby, Tatum, you know. So there's a lot of things to keep us here in Cookeville. At the same time, we want to go out and see the world and do things and enjoy life. So
but it starts with family.
It starts with family, yeah.
And grandchildren. We just had our first grandchild. And there's a joke about, you know, why grandparents and grandkids get along so well. They got a common enemy.
Yeah.
It's the parents.
That's
but
exactly.
We're blessed, and I can just.
Oh yeah.
It's about. We had it late in life, you know. So it's a. Yeah. It's wonderful. He's 2 years old.
Well, I grew up with my kids. That's for sure. Because you know, I'm having a great granddaughter at 67.
Oh yeah, but that's normal.
And my oldest granddaughter is 24, and then yeah. Yeah, they're all. There's five of them, you know, and then they're yeah. five grandkids, and only one of them's still in high school.
Oh yeah.
And then we got. I mentioned my daughter and my son-in-law who are at Mustard Seed Ranch. They have a special needs child, Noah.
Oh, boy.
And he's 5 years old.
Sure.
And they adopted him, you know, and he's a special boy.
Granddaddy's yeah. boy. Granddaddy, I can tell it.
He loves his nana. Hey, all them grandkids love their nana.
Oh, they're going to yeah. love their nana. Yeah. You know how that goes.
I'll take second fiddle. That's okay.
Flashing back real quick, we were that couple that got married, started trying to put off having children just a little while, then started trying to have them and start having miscarriages. So my heart goes out. There are a lot. There's still more people than one thinks that want to start a family, but there's help out there. And of course, later we were getting ready to adopt, and mm-hmm. the good Lord blessed and would have. Blessed us with late in life. People think it's a grandchild, you know, but it's our first, only one, and so that's where we are, and God bless it.
Yeah. Well, our daughter, you know, working with Children's Services, they've been foster parents off and on for the last.
Well, what a blessing.
You know, and she had some kids, you know, she would keep after 2 years, and we get attached to them, and then they go back to their parents or go,
oh.
That was hard.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and we still wonder about the.
I've heard this, that adoption and foster is the highest form of love. I mean, to take someone in that's not blood of your blood and to love it just like you do your family is a higher calling. My heart's out. I've always respected you, but I have a greater respect now. It's great stuff.
Good deal.
Let's go right on. Move on, buddy. You are a... What's the next? Right, well, we're still doing it.
Let me tell you a fun story. Okay,
all right, we can do it.
I've always been this musician. So, after I got out of high school and before I met my wife, I had bought a van, a hippie van. Good looking cranberry red van.
I bet you were the show, man.
I bought it from a policeman in Morristown, Tennessee. Okay. And as soon as I bought this van, I went to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Oh.
And I was out cruising Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, there's a car blowing the horn at me. All right. It's a little Volkswagen Rabbit. Okay. So I pulled over, and it was these two girls from Morristown, Tennessee that thought they had that cop. Okay.
So
that one of them girls is my wife.
See, there, God has a plan. You know, I could tell you a story about my wife, but I won't, because I moved to Trenton, Tennessee, and it's, I'll just tell you this real quick. We got a little time. Moved to West Tennessee, from my hometown, managing a little chamber. And this board member said, who owned the apartment I moved in, I was single, said, one of the prettiest little girls in this whole county is in apartment number 7. And that became my wife a year and a half later. Did everything wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Just did everything wrong. We got married a year and a half later. Been married 49 years now. So it's God has his strength. He works in mysterious and strange ways with me anyway.
So, a little bit ago, my phone rang. It was my daughter. I know what she's doing. She's out trading cards, and she's wanting dad help.
Oh, I understand.
So that's that family.
What was that? Trace Atkins said, my daughter's 30. My baby's 32. He's talking about children, family. They're always your kids.
That's right. They sure are.
And we got a little over a minute left, minute and a half. Anything you want to share? Yeah, I've enjoyed this, and I've started talking too much.
Well, I want to go back to the community.
Kiwanis,
here.
You want to do the whatever?
Well, the Kiwanis auction is going right
you
now.
You got that done.
You get on Tay's website and you buy stuff, and then all that money goes to kids. Don't forget that Christmas is right around the corner.
Toys for Tots.
And Toys for Tots.
That's wonderful what y'all do.
You can give through Life Church. You can there'll be boxes around town to give. You can get a hold of me. You can call the moving company. You can buy a bicycle.
It's huge here.
It's a big deal.
But it really started, how many years ago did that start with you involved?
Well, before me,
it's always been a Toys for Tots.
It's always been Toys for Tots. But when I got into it, I kind of kicked it into a higher gear.
Well, I know. Yeah.
And then now it's just wide open. Yeah. But help these kids in this county.
Doggone right.
In White County and over the county, we do them all. Yeah.
Anything else you want to kick wide open? Because I know you're a wide open guy.
Hey, man, I'm just glad to have been in Cookeville, Tennessee as long as I have. It's been a great place to raise a family, and it's a good place to live, and the community's great. There's too much doggone traffic on Willow, and it ain't going to get no better. So take the new road down there, Tennessee Avenue.
Yeah. God bless you, buddy. You and I have been friends for a long time, and I'm just so glad to see that you're doing well, your family's doing well, and you're an example of what makes us, one of the things makes us special. Small business, entrepreneurs, starting going door to door, and how y'all have built this company and the legacy that you have. We're through. George Alford, Freddie Duncan, God bless you, my friend.
Thank you very much for having me.
How'd we do? Is that all right?